holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What is the kingdom of God? I mean, where is it?
Be holy.
All right. Listen. Today, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. Do you feel good? If you don't feel good, get someplace where you can feel good. Say thank you to the Lord and help you feel good. Listen, whenever you don't feel good, just start thanking the Lord. And watch your day change and watch you start feeling better. Just start thanking Him. Lift your hands and say thank you. Just keep saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for whatever it is that you're doing. And listen, I'm praying that God does something good for you in your life today. I'm praying that God does something good for you in your life today, whether it be for your family, your friends. I don't think I've ever mentioned your friends. Yeah, your friends, your community, your church. I pray God does something good for all of you. You know, you sit here listening to me. I praise God that you're listening. But I thank God and I pray that He does something good in your life. Listen, I also pray that God's word actually spreads quickly and does what it's supposed to do. Not me. I'm not talking God's words. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about whatever God says, whatever He says within what I'm saying, whatever you can hear, whatever He gives you and helps you to understand. I'm praying that those words will quickly go out and do what they're supposed to do. Not my words, but God's words. See, only God's words. See, Jesus said, my words are spirit. So they're not verbal. They're spirit. And so God's words will come out to you, even though you hear what I'm saying, but you'll hear God's words within what I'm saying. Or matter of fact, even if I'm getting it wrong, He'll actually correct everything that I get wrong so that you can hear it the right way. And you're believing. See, I'm not trying to get people to believe what I'm saying. Matter of fact, don't believe anything I say. Only believe what God says. Only believe what God says. And He said that He came down from heaven to wash away everybody's sins. Oh, thank God for that. Now I don't have to wash them because I can't get rid of them. If I could have gotten rid of my own sins, I would have. But I can't, and neither can you. So God actually came all the way down from heaven to take away all of our sin. I mean, somebody said, thank you. Somebody said, glory. It's all about God, man. He came down. He thought about us long before the earth was even formed. He thought about us. And He said, I'm going to take away the sins because I know what's going to happen. They need somebody. They're going to need a savior. And ain't nobody going to do it but me. Listen, when you want something done right, you do it yourself. And so God did. He came down and took away the sins of the whole world. He did. And so I'm glad about that. Are you glad about it? Yeah, man. That's a good thing to know. That's a good thing to have because a lot of people don't even realize it. They just live life the way it is. All right, here's one. I got one for you. Quit quitting. There you go. Stop quitting everything. Stop quitting everything because it gets harder. You don't understand it. You can't understand it. You can't get a grasp on it. It seems like it's going in circles. Stop quitting everything. Stop quitting everything. Certain things you have to quit. I get that. But don't quit everything. You know, Just because you don't feel it, you quit. Just because you can't afford it, you quit. Just because, you know, somebody said something negative to you, you quit. Just because somebody thought something negative, you quit. Somebody, you gave good news and they rebutted your good news with bad news, and so you quit. Mm-mm. If God gave it to you, man, write it down and work it out. Write it down and start building it. Start doing it. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I saw a video the other day. I mentioned this to you guys. I saw a video the other day where there was a gentleman sitting down, and he asked the guy, he said, "Hey, man, what's your dream?" He said, "To be an actor." He said, "So, to be an actor, what's stopping you from being an actor today?" And they were doing a video interview. You know, he had about six cameras there or whatever. He said, "Listen, you have six cameras there. You have people operating the cameras. What's stopping you from being an actor today?" And he said, "I don't know." He said, "Nothing really." He said, "No, nothing's stopping you." And so then he stood there and said, "Okay, I'm gonna show you an example." And he made the guy, gave him a scenario and told the guy to act according to the scenario that he gave him. And the guy acted and did well, had me convinced. I was like, wow, he changed just that fast into that actor mode, and he did great. So I'm telling you, you might have dreams today. You might have dreams. What's stopping you from, you know, achieving those dreams? Whatever it is, keep moving, man. Try it, ma'am. Just go ahead and try it. Write it down and see, and just start doing it. We live in a society today where everything you really want to do as in a dream, you can do it right now. Some people want to be musicians and write songs and stuff. You can record that stuff on your phone. You can record your guitar on your phone, your piano on your phone, your drum beats on your phone. I mean, you can do all these things on your phone. You could be an artist today. You can be a songwriter today. Some of you want to be a better believer, a better Christian. Okay, go ahead and be a better Christian, better believer. Go ahead. You can do it today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. Whatever your dream is, you want to be a better husband. You want to be a better wife. You want to be better children, better son, daughter, better uncle, whatever it is. You can do it today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Change. Change today. Change. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. We have, I think this is Romans 14 again. It's Romans 14 again. Let's see. Where are we? Let's see. Verse number 17. Romans 14, verse number 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I ask you, what is the kingdom? Living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What's the kingdom? Living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God. You want to be a part of the kingdom? There it is. Living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you want to be in that kingdom, you can be in that kingdom today. You don't have to wait for that. You can be in that kingdom today. You don't have to try to talk anybody into letting you in. You can be in it. Verse number 18. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God and others will approve of you too. That's the kingdom of God. If you serve Christ with this attitude, living a life of goodness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God and others who approve of you too. I mean, listen, I can't, it don't make it no simpler than that. It won't be any. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God and others will approve of you also. I mean, it's just, how hard do you want it to be? It don't have to be that hard. Verse number 19. So then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. There you go. And so if you're doing that in church, you're doing that in your community. People who might not even be a part of your church, you're still building them up too. You're getting rid of all of that negative energy. All that division. We got to aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. See? Not aim for harmony and tear each other down. How are you going to do that? There's no harmony in tearing each other down. There's no harmony in that. So then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Try. See, we always, you know, default to tearing each other down, and we don't have to do that. So then let us aim for harmony, number one, and two, try to build each other up. Ain't that good? Ain't that good? That's, and I know maybe I shouldn't say ain't, but that's pretty good. Isn't that good? That's good. Verse number 20, don't tear apart the work of God over what you eat. Remember, all foods are acceptable. Acceptable. But it is wrong to eat something if it makes another person stumble. See, we're trying to build each other up, not tear each other down, even down to the food that we eat. If I know you don't like this, or I know you believe that this, that, and the other is sinful to eat, I'm not going to eat that in front of you. I'm considering you in this, not just what I want. You know, here's 21. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else if it might cause another believer to stumble. If another believer, I don't eat meat. Okay. Well, don't eat meat in front of them. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink wine in front of them. I suggest you don't drink wine at all, but hey, you do what you want. Verse number 22. You may believe there's nothing wrong with what you are doing, but keep it between yourself and God. Blessed are those who don't feel guilty for doing something they have decided is right. You may believe that there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but keep it between yourself and God. You know, that keeps down the division, and that helps build up the harmony, and that helps us to build each other up. You know, verse 23, but if you have doubts about whether or not you should eat something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it. For you are not following your convictions. You should follow your convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you're sinning. If you don't believe it's right and you're doing it, that's sin. That's the kingdom.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.